Okay, Nancy, so you're supplying useful information to oyster lovers in your last column. I've never eaten a live raw oyster in my life, but I guess if...
Wait, Stein, did you just tell me you have still never eaten a raw oyster?
I admit it. I've never been to Europe. I never have.
Well, if you were in Europe, you might have some very fine oysters. But we have, I would suggest, even better oysters here. And January is a great oyster month.
Well, you know, they look good to me when I see those pictures of those oysters, you know, on the bed of ice with the little lemon thing, and they're all glistening and beautiful. I think, oh, it looks so good. But I don't know, you know, the few times that I've been around them at the oyster bar and stuff and looked at them, I thought, boy, I bet I'd like it. But, you know, somehow I just can't quite get my nerve up.
But you are a seafood lover in general, aren't
you?
Yeah, I mean, you like seafood.
Yeah, yeah.
And to me, there's nothing fresher and more fresh tasting than a raw oyster. It's like eating the ocean, presuming you're in a good part of the ocean that tasted good. It has this like light, salty flavor. Now, the first time I ever ate one, I was a teenager. I was waiting tables in New Jersey, and my boss stood behind me with a good-sized oyster, and I slurped it. I thought I wasn't going to like it, just like you're thinking, and it was actually delicious. And since then, I've, you know, really living here, I've learned to love them. So what I might suggest, as I did in my story, was that people who are hesitant to eat a raw oyster, don't just slather it with cocktail sauce or something like that that absolutely obliterates the flavor of it. Use a nice light granita, like the recipes that I suggested, that will just give you a little icy oomph for your oyster.
Okay, what is a granita?
It's a simple ice. It's like, think of it as sort of a semi-frozen, slurpy-like dollop of something wonderful. And you get it?
Like the crushed ice thing with the syrup on it? But you wouldn't put syrup in it.
No, these are, I offer three recipes. One is for a Bloody Mary granita, and I got this recipe from the folks at Frank's in Ravenna. And it's like having a cocktail sauce on it, but it's lighter. Also a grapefruit Campari granita, which was made by my friend Cynthia Nims, a cookbook author. That's beautiful for somebody like me who likes a good citrus kick. And Jerry Tronfeld offered me a recipe for juniper ice. Everyone who tasted this, and I had a lot of people taste these, said like, whoa. I mean, it just really woke them up, that juniper, the gin flavor, you know, it was like, boom.
That all sounds really good, and I think I might like to try any of those on their own. If I'm going to eat a raw oyster, I want to get the raw oyster and nothing else. And who better to take me out for one than you? Do you want to take my oyster virginity, Nancy?
Yes, Stein, I'd love to.
Okay, it's a date, and you can take pictures. Keep watching the space. If De Groot can jump out of an airplane, I can eat a raw oyster.
So wait a minute, De Groot jumped out of an airplane?
Yeah, for her birthday, she jumped out of a good airplane. She told me she was scared at the last minute, but didn't want to back out because she would rather plunge 2 miles to the earth than ever look chicken. She's tougher than a nickel steak, I'll tell you.
man, she's something else.
Okay, well, folks and oyster eaters, take a look at kplu.org, click on Food for Thought, and I'll have some links to Nancy's story. And there's an oyster shucking video there, as well as a picture of her kid, Nate, opening an oyster. It's all at kplu.org. Along with Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson. Oh, I forgot to ask. So when you slurp these oysters, do you just swallow them right on down?
Oh, no, Stein. I chew just a little bit before it goes down.
Okay, just checking. I'm Dick Stein.